Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Shadows and the rain to a blossom covered lane, and in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music in the night? Wonderful music, faint as a will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy serenading a moon. Oh, skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me? Can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me
this morning on I've Heard That Song Before? We are going to pay tribute to one of the major figures in popular music and jazz, and that is, as you've just heard, Ella Fitzgerald. Well, she had one of the loveliest voices, both in jazz and in popular music. It had a very rich, warm quality, and she had amazing diction and versatility. She was at home across a range of styles, ballads to swing to jazz. Well, she certainly had a long and extraordinary career, and she became regarded as one of the preeminent female jazz artists of her era. Well, this morning we're going to hear selections from her huge repertoire of recordings, featuring in particular her work from the late 1940s to the early 1960s, and that will include as well selections from her series of songbooks celebrating the work of the major songwriters. And we started out with one of those this morning from her songbook celebrating the work of Johnny Mercer. And that was a lovely tune, Skylark, music by Hoagy Carmichael and words by Johnny Mercer. Ella recorded it in 1964 with the orchestra of Nelson Riddle. And we'll go to 1962 to our next two selections, also recorded with the orchestra of Nelson Riddle. And they appeared on an album called Ella Swings Gently with Nelson. And it's a lovely combination. We'll hear two songs from that album. And the first one is written by Neil Murray and Richard Whiting, and it's called He's Funny That Way. And then we'll hear a song written by Guy Wood and Robert Mellon called My One and Only Love. Two songs featuring the beautiful voice of Ella Fitzgerald and the fine orchestra of Nelson Riddle.
Just glad I'm living and lucky to be. I got a man that's crazy for me. He's funny that way. I can't save a dollar, ain't worth a cent. He doesn't holler, he'd live in a tent. I got a man that's crazy for me. He's funny that way. Though he loves to work and slave for me every day, he'd be so much better. Why should I leave him? Why should I go? He'd be unhappy without me, I know. I got a man that's crazy for me. He's funny that way. Spread their mystic charms
in the hush of night while you're in my arms. I feel your lips so warm and tender. My one and only love. The touch of your hand is like heaven. A heaven that I've never known. The blush on your cheek whenever I speak tells me that you are my own. You fill my eager heart with such desire. Every kiss you give sets my soul on fire. I give myself in sweet surrender. My one and only in sweet surrender.
Examples of the lovely voice of Ella Fitzgerald, along with the orchestra of Nelson Riddle, both from 1962. We started out with She's Funny That Way, and then we heard My One and Only Love, and both very fine examples of that impeccable phrasing from Ella.
You are listening to CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau. Never miss your favorite CHUO shows. Listen online and on demand at chuo.fm.
Well, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And this morning we are celebrating the work of Ella Fitzgerald, as we do on the first Sunday in February every year. Well, Ella was born in 1917 and she made her debut on the musical stage at an amateur contest sponsored by the Apollo Theatre in New York in 1934. She joined the band shortly afterwards, led by drummer Chick Webb, and went on to have many hits with them. And when Chick died in 1939, Ella took over the leadership of the Webb band and continued to be their director for several years. She set out on her solo career in the early 1940s, and in her early days, she had mostly concentrated on popular music and swing, but this time she moved more solidly into the jazz field, and she would become one of its greatest exponents. And we'll hear more examples of that this morning. But right now, we're going to have in our next four selections, we're going to hear Ella in duet with two pretty famous performers, and she did a beautiful job on the duets, and it brought out a emphasized her playful side and that wonderful ability to the range of her styles. The first set of duets, we will hear two made in 1949 and 1954 with a pretty famous name of the time called Bing Crosby. I believe these are taken from his radio show. He had one for several decades and it became an institution, and many people passed through the studio and Ella was a frequent visitor. We'll hear her with two numbers, as I mentioned. along with Bing, the first from 1949, written by Kim Gannon and Mabel Wayne, called A Dreamer's Holiday. And then we'll go 5 years forward to 1954, where Bing and Ella will bring us a number written by Lou Polak and Ray Gilbert called That's a Plenty. Two songs from Ella Fitzgerald and Bing Crosby, and here's A Dreamer's Holiday.
Climb aboard a butterfly and take off on the breeze. Let your worries flutter by and do the things you please. In the land where dollar bills have fallen off the trees, on a dreamer's holiday.
Every day for breakfast there's a dish of scrambled stars, and for luncheon you'll be munching rainbow candy bars. You'll be living Alamo on Jupiter and Mars on a dreamer's holiday.
Why don't you make it a long vacation time? There is plenty of.
You need no reservation. Just bring along the one you love.
Help yourself to happiness and sprinkle it with mirth.
Close your eyes and concentrate and dream for all your worth.
You will feel terrific when you get back down to earth from a dreamer's holiday. Make it a long vacation. Time there is plenty of. You need no reservation. Just bring along the one you love.
Help yourself to happiness and sprinkle it with mirth.
Close your eyes and concentrate and dream for all your worth. You will feel terrific when you get back down to earth from a dreamer.
From a dreamer's holiday.
You will feel terrific when you get back down to earth from a dreamer's holiday.
I bet you five.
I make it 10 to 5.
Gonna get you doing what it's doing to me.
The Dixieland, who's in out of it? The Dixielanders, they sure are proud of it. They call it jazz. What it has, that's a plenty for me.
Takes you down to New Orleans,
Basin Street in New Orleans.
And you don't have to have the means. A little bit of rhythm and you're going right with them. Shut my big brown rolling eyes if you don't rock it to the skies.
Hey boy, say boy, that's a plenty for me.
Gonna get mellow when that fellow blows his horn. Down where the blues are born, you'll be gone. The trumpets that are trumping really get the joint a-jumping.
Hey, beat it out, brother. There's no other remedy. And that's a plenty, plenty for me.
drummer hit something with a clang, clang.
Coming on like Buster's gang, bang, bang. The trumpet said a trumpet really get the joint jumping. You beat it out, brother, there's no other remedy.
And that's a plenty,
plenty.
Wah, 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 wah. Brother, that is plenty for me.
Two duets by Ella Fitzgerald and Bing Crosby from the late 1940s, early 1950s. We heard a lovely tune, A Dreamer's Holiday, and followed that up with That's a Plenty from 1954. That was written by Lou Polak, very famous band leader from the early days, along with Ray Gilbert. Well, I promised you another set of duets, and we'll move on to that in just a moment. You are listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We are coming to you from the University of Ottawa. We will now listen to Ella Fitzgerald and a very famous jazz artist called Louis Armstrong. Well, two of the greats of the music field, they made quite a few recordings together over the years, most of them for the Verve label, and we're going to hear two of them just coming up. From 1956, a lovely tune written by Hoagie Carmichael and Ned Washington called The Nearness of You. And then we'll go back to 1946 to a song written by Freddie James and Larry Stock, You Won't Be Satisfied Until You Break My Heart. And we will hear the voices of Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, as well as the trumpet of Louis Armstrong on both of these recordings. Here's Ella and Louis.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh, no. It's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh, no. It's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. I need no song to enchant me, if you'll only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight and to feel in the night the nearness.
Excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh no, yes, just nearness you. It is your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh no, yes, just the nearness of you. When you in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. need no soft lights to enchant me if you only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight, yeah, babe, and to feel in the night, bathing in his
until you break my heart. You never satisfied until the teardrops start. I tried to shower you with love and kisses, baby. All I ever get from you is nagging and bragging. My poor heart is sagging. The way you toss my heart around is a crying shame. I bet you wouldn't like it if I did the same. You're only happy tearing all my dreams apart. Babe, you won't be satisfied until you break my heart.
Shame.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you wouldn't like it if I did the same.
You only tearing all my little dreams apart.
Oh, you won't be satisfied until you break my heart.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We are coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we are celebrating the work of Ella Fitzgerald, one of the great jazz singers of all time. And we do celebrate her throughout the year, and particularly on this first Sunday in February. And today is no exception. We're listening to recordings that she made in the late 40s and through to the early 1960s. Well, in the mid-1940s, Ella had begun working with music producer Norman Granz, and she was also singing with her husband, Ray Brown, and his small group. In 1956, she joined the Verve label, led by Norman Granz, and it was then that she began recording a series of songbooks featuring the work of the major songwriters of the day. She worked with some of the major orchestras and musicians of the time as well, and the songbooks were an amazing treasury of jazz and popular music. Well, we're going to hear from now till the end of the show. We will listen to selections from the songbooks. In particular, we are going to hear from the Irving Berlin songbook, the Gershwin songbook, Kern, another one from the Johnny Mercer songbook, Cole Porter, and another one from the George and Ira Gershwin songbook. So some lovely singing coming up and some very fine orchestration as well. We'll go now to the Irving Berlin songbook, which Ella recorded in 1958 with Paul Weston, a very fine conductor and arranger, also the husband of Joe Stafford. He's working at this point with many different vocalists, and in particular on this session with Ella Fitzgerald. A pretty famous song we'll hear from them together, and it's Irving Berlin's Blue Skies. Then we'll move to the George and Ira Gershwin songbook. Ella recorded these, accompanied by the orchestra of Nelson Riddle, and we've already heard her with Nelson Riddle and his orchestra, and we'll hear a couple more as well after this one. This is, as I mentioned, the George and Ira Gershwin songbook from 1959. Ella brings us For You, For Me, Forevermore. And then to round out the set, we'll go to 1963. Again with Nelson Riddle, Ella sang songs written by that wonderful songwriter, Jerome Kern, father of the American musical, he was often called. This is a lovely tune called Yesterdays, and the words are provided by Otto Harbach and the music, of course, by Jerome Kern. So three songs from her composer and lyricist's songbooks, the songwriters, and we'll start with Blue Skies from 1958.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Be it in do,
world of love in store for
world of love in store for you, for me,
songs by Ella Fitzgerald from her composer songbooks. We heard Blue Skies from 1958 by Irving Berlin, For You, For Me, Forevermore from 1959 from her Gershwin songbook, and we just heard Jerome Kern's lovely tune with lyrics by Otto Harbach, Yesterdays from 1963.
For the finest in jazz, tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, I feature jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
You've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And this morning we've been celebrating the work of one of the great singers of the 20th century, Ella Fitzgerald. As I mentioned, she had one of the loveliest voices in jazz and in popular music, very rich and warm, with just amazing versatility in phrasing. Ella made many, many recordings during her career, which went on for decades, and we've heard a tiny selection from them this morning. We have three more songs for you coming up, and they are also from her songwriter songbooks. And we'll go now to the Harold Arlen songbook, along with lyrics on this one by Johnny Mercer. The date of the recording is 1961, and Ella was accompanied by the orchestra led by Billy May. And the song is called My Shining Hour. And then we'll hear from her Cole Porter songbook, one of the most fun songwriters, I think, of the time. He wrote his own lyrics and, of course, his own music. And they were always sort of a very witty, fun lyrics. And a lot of musicals, too. We'll hear a song that he wrote for one of his musicals. Ella recorded it for her Cole Porter songbook. I think it was the first songbook she created, 1956. The orchestra is led by Buddy Bregman, and the song is Just One of Those Things.
This moment, this minute, and each second in it will leave a glow upon the sky. And as time goes by, it will never die.
This will be Dorothy Parker once said to her boyfriend, fare thee well. As Columbus announced when he knew he was bounced, it was swell, Isabel, swell. As Abelard said to Eloise, don't forget to drop a line to me, please. As Juliet cried in a Romeo's ear, Romeo, why not face the fact, my dear? It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then ring, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. If we thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town,
coming to the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks so much for joining me today, and do please stay with us because Randy will be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon, and I hope you'll join me again next week for more music from days gone by. For our final song this morning, we'll go back to her George and Ira Gershwin songbook and the orchestra of Nelson Riddle from 1959. One of the loveliest of the Gershwin tunes, and of course they were all lovely. This is a particular favorite of mine, and I think you'll agree Ella does a beautiful rendition of the song, But Not For Me.
They're writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and also like a day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me. I was a fool to fall and get that way. So like a day, although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for.